This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and first of all, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Thank you for doing what you do and being the rock that you are for your family. And today we're going to talk a little bit to museum people. We're not going to get snooty. We're going to have fun. It's the New Britain Museum of American Art right here in our own backyard. And joining me this morning is Lisa Lappe. She's the Director of Communication and Visitor Experience. And we're going to get into how to experience all the museum, being a visitor, get your membership, take a tour, do all the fun stuff. Lisa, thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be with you, Joey.
So the museum's been around a while. Like, there's been additions put on. It's been spruced up, if you will. It's in the heart of New Britain, right next to the park. Field trips are back on. Like, the museum is alive, if you will.
It has definitely come alive since COVID. And I can tell you right now, with our special exhibition of Walter Wick's Hidden Wonders, even more so. It just feels so lively, so fun, so many families. It's definitely a busy, bustling, fun place to be right now.
And it's a fun place. I remember going on field trips when I was younger. I remember going on field trips with my kids, being a chaperone. I love chaperoning. There's something about that museum. It's a smaller type museum, but it's a quaint museum, but there is so much to offer. All the exhibits, all the things to see. You have the tours, the self-guided tours. Like I said, the chaperoning, the field trips are back on. You know, being a museum in Connecticut, there is a lot of history in this area. And Walter is one of those things. People don't realize he is a Hartford native, like the whole I Spy series. My kids, yeah, we still play I Spy and they're 14 years old.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of history.
Since we opened this exhibition, it's been such a joy to see not only children playing and enjoying the exhibition, but their grandparents are just as delighted. People of all ages. People come on dates to do the scavenger hunt. I think adults are enjoying the Walter Wick show just as much as the children. But you're right. We're so woven into the history of New Britain and Connecticut and America. You know, this entire building is dedicated to presenting American art, which is rare. We are actually the first American art museum in the country.
That's amazing. And there is so much history here in Connecticut on top of America. I mean, like, how do you guys come up with exhibits? Like, who is there, like a brainstorming thing, or like who comes up with these ideas?
You know what? That is such a wonderful question, because people don't realize that when they enter a special exhibition, they're entering a planned out show that has been in the works for 2 years, 3 years, maybe 4 years. So we plan well in advance, and a lot of work goes into it. But what we try to do at the New Britain Museum of American Art is we really try to look at each year and try to present a beautiful portfolio of shows that amplify the voices of different perspectives in American art. So we like to have a balance throughout the year with traditional American art, contemporary art by artists of color. It's really important to us that every visitor who enters the New Britain Museum of American Art sees themselves reflected on our walls. And so that sort of purpose goes into all the conversations and planning our exhibitions throughout the year.
And it's one of those things, I mean, it's the age-old pun, art is in the eye of the beholder. And I'm looking at, you know, some of the things you have. So you still have the Ansel Adams photography exhibit on the second floor.
Yes.
You have this amazing landscape photographer that worked mainly in black and white, going into Walter Wick exhibit, which is just color chaos.
Color chaos. But I'll tell you something, Joey. So when you walk through the Ansel Adams exhibition, Everyone knows Ansel Adams art. We all had the posters up in our dorm rooms in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you walk through the beautiful landscape photography, and then you enter this explosion of color in the Walter Wick show. Once you spend some time with the Walter Wick works, what you realize is that Walter Wick is also creating landscapes. So when you look at his images, they are composed like landscape photos. So it's not, there's a lot of similarities in the two artists.
That's it's now I'm gonna have to go and keep an eye out for that. Thanks.
Definitely.
It is. I suggest people visit, and it goes back to like I just said. You know, art is in the eye of the beholder. Going to an art exhibit, whether it's Ansel Adams or Walter Wick, or I know you have done like the women in art exhibits.
Yeah.
Depending on your mood and how you're feeling, certain pieces can take certain directions with you. So yeah. I suggest people go with the family more than once and talk to, you know, if you're bringing your kids, talk to them about the same piece and just get those different answers, because art is, it's ever changing, it's evolving, and everyone has their own view of something. And it's just connecting with a piece that you might not have thought you would connect with. So that's why I love going to museums like this, bringing the family, talking about things. Or, you know, if you do want to get away from the kids, they have you have the summer camp, and just send the kids on their own.
That's right. We have summer camp all summer. It's a half-day summer camp, and it's related to the Walter Wick exhibition. It's our Hidden Wonder summer camp, and it's filling quickly. There are some spots left, but definitely check out nbmaa.org to see which weeks we still have spots open for.
And that's one of those things, like, I'm trying to, I know my neighbors, we've talked about different camp ideas, to send them to an art camp. I know it's like, oh, it's an art camp, but this is an art camp with hands-on. They're going to learn. There's a lot of experience and memories that can be made with something as simple as an art museum summer camp.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, as parents and grandparents, what we need to understand is that every time you expose your child or grandchild to art, or have them experience creating art, you're weaving that into the fabric of who they're going to become as an adult. And whether they're an athlete, you know, my two sons were big time athletes. I dragged them to every museum, and it has become a part of who they are. It's part of their vocabulary. And the time you spend with your children in museums, it creates conversation that you're not going to get in the car. You're not going to get going to a soccer game. So it's really, really important that we recognize that as parents and grandparents, to share art museums and art experiences with our children as much as possible.
And it is one of those things, it goes back to, art is everywhere. Like, no matter what you do or what your hobby is, there's a certain art or there's a certain craft to doing anything. It's the beauty and simplicity, I guess, where certain things, you know, like if you're in, I'm just sitting here in this radio station, so that's all I'll use an example. When certain things are laid out in certain ways, it's the whole flow. It becomes, everything has a certain art to it, whether it's drawing or someone's building a house. There's something artistic about everything. You just need to look a little bit past the cover and find out what that art inside of you brings out.
Yeah, and you don't have to be an art person. You don't have to be a fancy person to come to an art museum. A lot of our visitors tell us that they love coming here because it feels human scale. It feels welcoming. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an art expert to go to the New Britain Museum of American Art. Everyone who walks through the galleries, find something that moves them. You know, you leave a different person than when you enter an art museum, because you connect with the soul of an artist and the story they're trying to tell you, and you might learn something about yourself. You might be moved. You might have a memory. I've often, on those quiet afternoons when the visitors start leaving and there's just a few visitors left, there'll be a visitor, you know, in tears in front of a painting and just having a moment. So everyone is moved by art and everyone should experience it. And something I would like to make sure that everyone knows is that the New Britain Museum of American Art is free every single Saturday morning. There is no charge to come into the New Britain Museum of American Art. Every Saturday morning, every human is free. So there's a way to come. And, I mean, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
Bring your family. Children are free at the New Britain Museum of American Art. It's really important. That you come.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, you know, summer is coming, you're looking for something to do, you got a crummy weekend weather-wise, baseball's canceled. We'll go to go to the museum on a Saturday morning, you know?
Yeah, it's perfect. And, you know, we have workshops in the afternoon, we have live music. There's always something going on. If you check our website, nbmaa.org, and click on the calendar, you'll see everything that's coming up. Workshops and classes and lectures and music.
And if you're looking for a date night, just for adults.
That, you know what? Every first Friday, we have Connecticut's best happy hour with live music, a full bar. It is a hoot. And in the summer months, we have art happy hour on Thursday nights, which is live music and drinks also. It's definitely a great place to bring a date that's not your traditional, you know, dinner and a movie. It's a great opportunity to strike up meaningful conversation with someone. So great ideas.
And, you know, one of the things is memberships. So we're rolling into, you know, the summer months. June, you got membership discounts. And it's not just good for one place, is it?
That's right. So if you purchase one of our circle level memberships, you get two NARM cards, North American Reciprocal Museum cards, which gets you into 1,200 museums across the country. So that's that NARM level membership. If you buy it at the New Britain Museum of American Art, it's cheaper than other museums offer it for. So it's a great deal. 1,200 museums across the nation. And becoming a museum member not only supports the museum and gets you free admission, but you are getting discounts on all of our classes and programs. You're getting invited to our exhibition openings, and it gives you something fancy to say about yourself in conversation, that you're a member of the New Britain Museum of American Art.
You know, like that membership card just happens to fall out at the grocery store. Like, oh, yes, that's my membership card for the museum. You know, there's so many things going on. We can talk for another 25, 30 minutes, but we are getting close on time. If anyone wants more information about the museum, it's NBMAA. That's the New Britain Museum of American Art. Like Lisa said, it's the first one. It's right here in New Britain, people. There's no reason why you can't get out there. Lisa, thank you for joining me today. There's so many great things happening like the museum right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.